You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 2nd of October 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rallied its best one-day gain in about 6 weeks. The S&P ASX 200 up 1.1%. We'll have the details with Henry Jennings from Marcus Today in a few moments. But first, fresh data from the Bureau showed household spending remains elevated, even as it slowed in the year to August at 5%. It follows the RBA's decision to leave interest rates on hold on Tuesday. For more on that, I spoke with Callum Pickering, an economist at Indeed. Callum, what does today's household spending data say about the way consumers are behaving in the economy?
At first glance, it seemed like a little bit of a weak result. Household spending increased by just 0.1% in August. But if we take a step back, we can see that household spending growth over the past few months has actually been relatively strong, and spending is up around 5% over the year. If you consider the fact that prices have probably increased by around 2.5 to 3% over that period, it's clear that household spending is going to contribute considerably to GDP growth in the September quarter. So there is a reasonable amount of strength in the household sector at the moment, which reflects the fact that cost of living pressures have eased somewhat. Interest rates have certainly declined, and households are feeling just that little bit better about their current financial situation.
To what extent does it support the RBA's decision to not cut interest rates yesterday?
Certainly the RBA would be looking closely at measures such as this, and the fact that household spending has increased by 5% over the past year is a sign that households are feeling reasonably good about the economic environment. And if the household sector is strong, then the economy does tend to be strong as well. And so that would certainly be a consideration the RBA has at the moment. At the same time, though, they've got to balance what they're seeing in the household sector at the moment with what they expect to see going forward. And there's a few things they would be concerned about. One would be the impact of government subsidies as they come off, and we'll see prices increase, particularly in areas such as electricity. That's going to hit the household sector. They'd also be a little bit concerned by the fact that employment growth has slowed recently, and that could potentially lead to an increase in the unemployment rate. So the outlook for the household sector is not necessarily that strong. It's a little bit mixed at the moment, which would be giving the RBA plenty to think about. And certainly if the inflation figures next month are relatively weak, I think the RBA would be willing to cut rates, even though household spending has increased by 5% over the past year.
Callum Pickering there, senior economist at Indeed. Now to the Australian share market, which rose today. The S&P ASX 200 up 1.1% to 8,945. 8 of 11 sectors ended higher. Healthcare the best, that sector up by 2%, followed by materials and property. The worst performing sector, utilities. And of the best and worst performing stocks, Liontown Resources was the best performer today, up around about 10%. Followed by Westgold Resources, up 8%, and Perpetual, adding around about 7%. The worst performers include News Corp, down 5.6%, Superloop, off by 8%, and Drone Shield, which lost almost 10% today. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Henry Jennings, a portfolio manager at Marcus Today. Henry, the ASX is rallying today. Which parts of the market is driving it and why?
Well, I have to say probably all parts of the market are driving it at the moment. And it's good when we see a sort of a confluence of the banks and resources doing well. And added to that, we've had CSL as well picking up on the back of some of the deals that some of the international pharmaceutical companies have done in the US. So there is a bit more optimism about CSL's outlook. The banks picking up on the back of maybe the first home buyer 5% deposit thing. And anecdotally, there's certainly been a bit of a stampede for that. And resources, of course, at the moment, it's all been about gold, but also other critical metals as well, joining in copper as well. And BHP is back in the positive as well today after that scare earlier this week.
We'll talk about gold in more detail in a few moments. But what I find interesting today is Why are we seeing all this positive sentiment on the Australian share market, especially despite the US government shutdown? Because isn't one of the big issues with this, for example, the fact if the government's shut down, you get fewer official data points, fewer official statistics about the economy. The jobs report on Friday, for example, in doubt, even the CPI mid-October could be affected. What are the implications of this? And again, why do you think the market's still having this great day despite that?
Well, I guess firstly, last night we did get some positive news, if you like, in terms of the Fed being able to cut rates. And that may be the last kind of official news we see for a little while. So those numbers, those job openings and the ISM from the US were a little bit weaker than anticipated. So that gives the Federal Reserve a chance to cut, which is good. The other thing, I guess, is that US investors perhaps are diversifying away from the US because of this shutdown, and maybe Australia is seen as a bit of a safe haven. And I've been saying this for a little while: you buy America for tech, you buy Australia for resources, and you can't have tech without resources. And at the moment, you know, we are seeing a bit of a resource boom happening, and that is certainly spilling over to our market. So when you've got banks doing well, you've got resources doing well, and this sort of diversification away from the US because of this shutdown, and hopes that the Federal Reserve will continue to cut because of lack of data, which is perverse in some respects, that's really feeding into our market today, and we're having a very, very solid day, up over 1.2%.
Speaking of resources, that gold price, it continues to rally, hitting another record. How's this all playing into that commodity?
Well, I guess, you know, the gold's been one of the big stories of this financial year, or this calendar year, really. And it has, I guess, been part of the hedge that people are more distrustful of the US government, more distrustful of institutions generally, and they're putting their faith in gold, which is old school to some extent. We haven't seen a lot of digital crypto doing so well, but gold, very much in favor at the moment. It is old school. People just like the tangible nature of it. Central banks continue to buy, retail investors continue to buy. And, you know, to be honest, you know, the gold is still a finite kind of resource, and it's not that common. You know, you have to dig up a ton of dirt to get 1 gram of gold in some cases, and that is a lot of dirt to get 1 gram of gold. So at the moment, the gold miners are really enjoying things, and it could well push up to 4,000 by Christmas. That was my estimate earlier this year, and I kind of laughed at myself when I said it, but it's looking more and more likely now that we're banging on that door of 4,000.
Yeah, and what are you telling your clients right now then, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, I think, you know, there's plenty of talk about bubbles, there's plenty of talk about froth, but realistically, you know, we're still in the, I think, in the early stages of a decent rally in the resource sector. We are seeing it spill over, and there is some silliness out there in terms of some of the juniors and some of the smaller mid caps. But I think we've got more to run on this. The economy locally is doing all right. The US economy, 3.8% GDP at the last count. China is recovering, and the world does look a happier place, albeit, you know, we do have some interesting calls from Donald Trump from time to time. But generally, I think the market still looks pretty good, and we're entering the last quarter of the year, which traditionally is quite a strong time for the Aussie market.
It's Henry Jennings there from Markets Today, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and to click subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.